Stories for Boys, which was originally a demo for CBS and was released in Ireland only on the U2-3 EP in summer 1979. But this was after their attempts to woo the British record companies with a London tour had failed. Bono.
All the record companies we bumped into in London on our first tour turned us down. We had borrowed 3,000 again from just about everybody who passed us in the street to get over to London. We were going to be broke unless we came home with a record deal. We played all the places people usually play on their first tour of London, the Hope and Anchor, the Nashville, places like that. Played them all as support, usually. I remember in the Hope and Anchor, walking out on stage in this place, which I thought was supposed to be paradise. You know, I'd read about it, the Hope and Anchor. In fact, I thought it was the dressing room when they told me it was the actual place. And we walked out on stage, and I saw that the audience was just full of record company people. There was nobody else.
Well, to cut a long story short, the Edge broke a guitar string and the band walked off stage, never to return. In one fell swoop, they had alienated most of the London-based record companies. The band realised the significance of what they had done. So, rather than returning to Dublin broken with their tails between their legs, they decided attack was the best form of defence. They set off immediately on an Irish tour, culminating with a gig in Dublin Stadium, capacity 2,400. A bit odd for what had grown out of being a garage band, but it worked. They played a blinder, and this gig was recorded and put out on Radio 2, and the A&R man from Island Records was convinced. Signed to Island, they recorded one single with Joy Division producer Martin Hannett. That was the classic 11 o'clock TikTok. Hannett had to cancel any further plans to work due to the suicide of Joy Division's Ian Curtis. So they had to get a new producer.